Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. Yeah, my name is Mike Reimer, and I'm calling to find out why you guys charged my bank account $59.89.
Okay, one moment if you don't mind. Thanks so much for holding. And can you provide me with your zip code, please?
51510.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Michael Reimer.
Thank you. I have your account pulled up. And then verify for me, please, your address.
1004 Shoal Point Drive, Carter Lake, Iowa. 51510.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. Let me check and see what was ordered. Okay, I showed that you won a Dyson vacuum cleaner and a sweepstakes or a survey or entered in a contest. And it also signed you up for a meal plan app, which is a information provides you with the nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that.
I did not sign up for that. I paid the shipping and handling on the Dyson. That was it. I did not sign up for anything else.
Yes. Did you read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions? It explains in detail.
Look, when I'm traveling and stuff, I didn't look at that. I did a survey, and it said I want a Dyson, pay the shipping and handling. That's what I did. I did not sign up for anything else.
Yes. Well, in the details of the terms and conditions, it explains what you signed up for.
I'll go to my bank right now, and I'll dispute this. It doesn't really matter to me. The bank will take it off of there. That's the nice thing about our bank. So, and because I did not authorize anything else except for the Dyson.
I understand. But you just failed to read over the terms and conditions. Now, your bank, they will provide you with the refund.
You think I'm going to take all that time to read all of that crap and everything? You really think people do that?
Well, we have you on a recorded line saying that you didn't read over the terms. Hold the line for one moment if you don't mind, just so I can make the updates, please. And then I'll provide you with your cancellation number. One moment. Be right with you. One moment, please. Okay. What I can do as a courtesy, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, I did get approval to provide you with a refund. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. Cancels out any future charges. And then I'm going to provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records. Your cancellation number is C, like Charles, 920-490-815. And again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Bye.